الحمد لله أضعف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فيا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Honorable Assembly, in this life of ours, there are two types of people. The first type is that category of people who are riding in this life. They are riding many things. They are riding vehicles. They are riding their desires, their passions, shahawat. And there are those who are being ridden, those who are being ridden with the acts of obedience, the ta'at, actions of obedience. So basically, there are two lines: the lines of desires, the lines of shahawat, fulfillment of passions and desires, and the line of obedience and trying one's utmost best to comply with the laws and the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who make effort for the cause of deen, it does not go unrewarded. In Suratul An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Suratul An'am, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قد خسر الذين كذبوا بلقاء الله. That there are some people who have denied and rejected the concept of meeting Allah, that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those who have done that, they have failed, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ. Those who have denied and rejected the liqa and the meeting of Allah have failed. They have failed miserably. بِالْبَعْثِ. How do we meet Allah? بِالْبَعْثِ. Through the resurrection. So those who deny that and reject that, of course they will deny the nubuwat and the prophethood of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they are going to reject the Quran also too. They have failed. Who do not believe in the liqa, that one day we will have to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bilbathi, by the resurrection after death, that the trumpet will be sounded and we will get up, we will stand up from the graves. The graves are going to expose us. The graves are going to spit us out from within her bosoms. That is, from the bosoms of the graves. So Allah says, قَدْ خَسِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ اللَّهِ حَتَّى But their takzeeb and their rejection will continue. Mankind's rejection and disbelief will continue until إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً Until when the hour comes to them, when Qiyamah comes to them suddenly, unexpectedly, the hour is here. Hatta idha ja'athum as-sa'atu baghta. Qalu, they will say, Ya hasratana, oh our hasra, oh our misery, oh our anguish, our sadness, our grief, shiddatu ta'allum, severity of agony, pain. What is this great sensation of pain? When that time comes, then there is no more rejection. People continue to be wicked. People continue to disbelieve. But the gayat and the limit of this takdeeb and rejection is hatta idha ja'athumu sa'atu baghta. Until when the hour comes to them unexpectedly. Qalu ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha. Oh, our misery, anguish, grief, and sadness upon that which we had neglected to do in the world, in the dunya, upon our shortcomings, upon our negligence in the dunya. Now actually, this will happen at the time of death. This is going to happen in the maut. But why did Allah mention Sa'an Qiyamah? Why? What's the connection? The Mufassirun Kiram, the commentators of the Holy Quran, have mentioned that death, وَمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ, whatever is after death, الْمَوْتِ وَمَا بَعْدَهَا, it is the beginning stages of Qiyamah. It is the beginning stages of the Sa'ah. So this is going to happen at the time of death. It is as though it is happening at the time of Qiyamah, because death and what is after death is the beginning stages of the Akhirah. That is why when a person sees Malakul Maut, when the angel of death comes and things become visible to him now, then his Iman is not mortabar, his Iman is not accepted, because he is seeing, he is entering that world, the world of the Akhirah. And these are the beginning stages of the Akhirah. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Whosoever dies, then his qiyamat has started. Allahu Akbar. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Anyone who dies, and indeed his qiyamat has begun for him. So therefore, another reason also too is because after death, it is made as though it is the reality of Qiyamah itself. It has been the coming of death and what happens after death has been made like that which is really Qiyamah, because of the surah and the quickness in this period from the time of death until the day of Qiyamah. It is going to be so quick that it is made as though it is one. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their takzeeb, their rejection, their denial, their kufr will continue. They have disbelieved in the liqa and the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until إِذَا جَاءَتْهُمُ السَّاعَةُ بَغْتَةً, until the hour comes to them suddenly. Death comes unto them, which is the beginning stages of Qiyamah. Death, between death and Qiyamah is no big lapse. It comes so quickly. Qiyamah has occurred and started for him. قَالُوا يَا حَسْرَتَنَا. They will say, oh, ya hasratana, oh, our anguish. Now we know when a person says, oh, so and so, ya Abdullah, ya Fulan, it means that a person is calling a person. You say, ya Abdullah, in Arabic it means, adu'u Abdullah, I am calling Abdullah, I require Abdullah, oh, Abdullah, ya Abdullah. But the commentators of the Holy Quran, they say that this is majaz and figurative here. Because hasrat and grief and anguish is not something which could be called. It is something la yutlab. It cannot be sought. It cannot be called. Wala yutamanna iqbaluha. And the approaching and the coming of it is something which is not hoped for. It is something not wished for. But what's happening here is that this is majaz and figurative. What it means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that on this day of Qiyamah, at the time of the hour, the anguish of the kuffar would be so much. The anguish, his grief, his sadness, his horror, shiddatu hawlihi, the severity of his howl, his anguish and grief and sadness and remorse will be so much that la yafruku bayna al-aqil wa ghayrihi. He will not be able to distinguish between a person of intelligence, between intelligent beings and unintelligent beings and abstract things. He'll be so confused, like his statement also in the Quran, ya waylana, oh our destruction. That is not something you could call and it will respond. It is as though he is saying, oh my misery, ya hasratana, oh my grief, oh our grief and sadness. Hatha awanuki, this is your time. Fahduri, so appear, emerge, comfort. This is your time of greed, oh our misery and sadness. He is not distinguishing between al-aqil, those that are intelligent and that can respond, and those that are not intelligent and abstract objects, intangible objects, because of the shiddat, severity of his fright and his horror and sadness and anguish on the day of Qiyamah. Ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha. Oh, our hasrat, our remorse, our regret, our sadness. How great is this sensation of pain of ours today? Oh, this sensation of our pain. This is your time. This is the time for sadness. Emerge, come forth. He has lost his senses, calling upon something which cannot respond. It is not akil and intelligent because he is so confused, so confused. And the reason he is saying that this grief of ours is ala ma farratna fiha, is upon that which we had neglected in the dunya. It is upon our shortcomings, our faults, our tafreet, our negligence. While people were striving in the night, while people were striving and toiling in the day for the akhirat, we were just riding our desires, we were riding our nafs, we were riding our evil actions. We were in comfort, we were in luxury, we were doing whatever we want, but woe unto us for this tafreet and negligence of ours. Allah says, they will be saying that on the day of Qiyamah, and on the day of Qiyamah, wa hum yahmiluna awzarahum ala dhuhurihim. They will be carrying their burdens on their backs. So the people continue to disbelieve and reject the liqa of Allah, the meeting of Allah, al-ba'ath, resurrection after death. Hatta idha ja'athum as-sa'atu baghtatan qalu ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha wa hum yahmiluna awzarahum ala dhuhurihim. And they will be carrying their burdens upon their backs. Let us comment on this. Allama al-Qatib alayhi rahmah in his tafsir, he has mentioned that Allama al-Sudi and other scholars have mentioned that a mu'min, innal mu'min idha karaja min qabrihi, when he comes out of his grave, it is the day of Qiyamah. The trumpet has been sounded. Israfil alayhi salam has blown the trumpet for the second time. And the graves are opening. A mu'min, indeed, when a mu'min comes out of his grave, he is greeted, istakbalahu yastakbiluhu, yastakbiluhu ahsanu shay'in suratan. The most beautiful form that he has ever seen, the most beautiful thing with respect to figure and form, the most beautiful object, the most beautiful thing he has ever seen will greet him. Wa atyabuhu rihan, And the best smelling thing he has ever smelled in this world or ever before would greet him. So it's a combination. It's a combination of surat, of form, beauty, as well as scent. He is coming out of his grave. It is a time of difficulty. It's a time when people will be saying, Ya wailana man ba'athana min marqadina. Oh, ya wailana, oh our destruction. Who has risen, who has awoken us from our slumber? Who has raised up us from our graves and our kubur? It's the day of Qiyamah. But imagine that a mu'min comes out of his grave when lo and behold he is greeted by something which is ahsanu shay'in suratan, the most beautiful form he has ever seen, wa atyabuhu rihan, and the most beautiful scent he has ever smelled, and that greets him, and that thing says to him, that form says to him, atarifuni, do you know me? Do you recognize me? فَيَقُولُ لَا, he will say, no, I don't know you. Who are you? I don't know you. He will say, أَنَا أَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحَ, I am your righteous actions. I am your salat, your tahajjud, your qirat, your dhikr, your tilawat, your tasbih, your acts of obedience. أَنَا أَمَلُكَ الصَّالِحَ, I am your salih and good actions that you used to do in the world. Oh, فَطَالَمَا رَكِبْتُكَ, it has been for so long, how great was my riding of you in this world. I rode you in this world. You carried me on your back in this world. You were always punctual in your salat, in your tilawat, in your tasbih, in your zikr, in your good acts, kindness, ikram, ihsan, ikhlas, tawakkul, iman. I was riding you in this world. You carried me on your back. That obligation, those obligations, those fara'is, those burdens, you carried on your back for so long in the dunya. فَطَالَمَا رَكِبْتُكَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, it has been for so long that I have been riding you in the dunya and in the world. فَارْكَبْنِي, so now today, you come and ride me. You mount upon me because you had carried me on your back. Today you ride me. Today you mount me. Then Hazrat says, Allama Sudi, which is from the tafsir of Allama Al-Qatib. He says that, of course, which is based upon hadith of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is the meaning of the ayat of the Holy Quran. وَيَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَى الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدَى. Remember that day. Think about that day when we will assemble the believers. We will assemble the God-fearing ones. We will assemble the people of taqwa towards Rahman. How will we assemble them? Wafdan yani rukbanan. Mounted in a state that they will be riding. And these would be the transportations provided for them. They'll be mounting, riding towards the plain of Qiyamah, towards that plain of the Maidan ul-Hashr, the field of Hashr, that Bawqif, that place where we'll have to stand to give an account to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the grave, transportation will be provided for us. And what that transportation will be? Al-amalu salih, the good actions that we used to do. Coming in the most beautiful form, giving off the most beautiful, most fragrant scent that we have ever smelled in our life. There, it says, that will say, Farkabni, ride me now. I have been riding you for a long time in the dunya. Now it's your turn. You ride me. You sit upon me. And that is the meaning of the ayat. Whereas on the other hand, when a kafir, a disbeliever, a wicked, evil person rises from his grave, وَإِذَا قَرَجَ الْكَافِرُ مِنْ قَبْرِهِ يَسْتَقْبِلُهُ أَقْبَحُ شَيْءٍ سُورَةً, the ugliest form that he has ever seen will greet him. وَأَنْتَنُهُ رِيحًا, and the most pungent scent he has ever smelled will greet him. A combination again of the most hideous, the ugliest form that he has ever seen, together with a pungent scent, a rotten scent, a bad scent, which he had never, the like of which he had never ever experienced or smelled before. And it will say, Atarifuni, do you know me? And the person will say, La, I don't know you. Who are you? And it will reply, Ana amalukal khabith. I am your evil actions. I am your bad actions. I am your bad deeds. The life of desires. Do what you want, when you want, however you want. Ana amalukal khabith. I am your bad, evil actions. Talama rakibtani. How long it was. What so great was that period that you had ridden me in the dunya? You were riding upon me. You had mounted me, enjoying yourself, riding me and riding me and riding me. Shahawat and desires and pleasures. So that period was very, very long. Talama rakibtani fi dunya. How long it was. So great was that time for which you had ridden me in the dunya. It's my turn. Al-yawm arkabuka. Today I am going to ride you. Today I will mount your back. Today it's my turn to be the rider. And Hazrat says, this is the meaning of the ayat that Allah says, وَهُمْ يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ, that they are going to be carrying their awzar, their burdens, the burdens of their sins, which will be in the ugliest form, which will be in the worst smelling form that a person has ever experienced. يَحْمِلُونَ أَوْزَارَهُمْ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمْ, upon their backs. Then Allah says, أَلَا سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. Lo, Allah, indeed, سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ. What an evil thing they'll be lifting. What an evil thing they will be lifting. That is this lifting of theirs, this weight of theirs. سَاءَ مَا يَزِرُونَ, يَنِ سَاءَ مَا يَحْمِلُونَهُ. What an evil thing they will be lifting is this lift of theirs, is this weight and this burden of theirs to be carrying it on the day of Qiyamah. So we have a choice. We could choose to ride our desires because we get pleasure from that. So it's so easy to mount upon the horse of desires and enjoy that and ride the comforts and the luxuries that are obtained in a haram way. But on the day of Qiyamah, that will say to us that you have ridden me for a long time, it's my turn to ride you. Today, al-yawma arkabuka. On the contrary, on the other hand, there are those who carry the farais on their backs, who fulfill obligations, carry responsibilities, do good actions, do good deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, our good actions will say to us that it was for a long time that I had ridden your back in the dunya. It's time for you now to ride me. And that is how we are going to go before Rahman, to be judged riding in this, on this beautiful form, with such a pleasant odor. Weights, loads, we carry loads, we carry weights. But Allah is saying, this weight on that day of Qiyamah, to carry that is an evil weight. Sa'ama ala sa'a ma yazirun, evil in that is that which they carry. What an evil thing. What an evil thing they are lifting is this load of theirs, hamluhum. Then Allah tells us, listen, O people, you are being fooled by this earthly life. By this dunya you are being fooled. Wa mal hayatu dunya illa la'ibun wa lahw. What is this life? What is this earthly life except that of a game and amusement? Al-la'ib wal-lahw. This is what this earthly life is about. The commentators have mentioned that al-la'ib, la'ib, play, game, it is that ma yushgilu nafs wa yuftiruha amma tantafiu bihi. It is all those things that engross a person, engage a person. Yushgilun nafs. It engrosses the nafs of a person. It engrosses and occupies a person. And it causes him to become exhausted. It weakens him. It occupies him from that which is really beneficial for him, which could be really a great source of benefit for him. That is called Allah'im. And Allahu is sarfuha. min al jiddi ila al hazl. Lahun, amusement, is that which takes a man, changes a man from the serious mode to the laughing mode, to the giggling mode, to the silly mode. Allah says, what is this earthly life except la'ibun wa lahun, except game, sport, and amusement? And this is the life of the kuffar. That doesn't mean, my dear brothers and sisters, that doesn't mean that sports and games are not allowed in Islam. Because the commentators mentioned, وَأَمَّا الطَّاعَاتِ, as for the acts of obedience, وَمَا يُعِينُ عَلَيْهَا, and all those things that help a person, that help a person to perform these acts of obedience, فَهِيَ مِنْ أُمُورِ الْآخِرَةِ, then these are things which are connected to the akhirah. They are from the affairs of the akhirah. So if a person plays sports, he plays a game, he rides horse, he shoots arrow, he swims, he does anything by which he strengthens himself, he gets benefit from him. Or if even he amuses his mind for some time so as to get a break and a relaxation to go back into his research and his studies and to go back into his day's activities or night activities, these things are not considered min umuri dunya, but these things are helpful. So understand the ayat well. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but this life, this is what is the purpose and what is matlub and desire of the kuffar. All they care about is laib and lahun, amusement and play. That's all they are concerned about. When Muslims involve themselves in sports or some type of amusement, it is for the purpose of benefit for the body, benefit for the mind, relaxation for the mind, so as to assist them in their acts of obedience, that they can grow stronger and stronger with these intervals to rejuvenate them and invigorate them to continue their amal. Because there is a statement of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nafsuka matiyatuk, that your nafs, it's like your horse, farfuk biha, so treat it gently, treat it lightly, don't be too harsh on it. Because if you decide to be so hard on your nafs, to be so hard on your nafs might just rebel, and nafs will say, I'm not going to do anything at all. But you have to give it a little food sometime, a little nice food, some little pleasures sometime, but keep it in check and do not let it be free. So Allah is saying, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, what is this earthly life about? إِلَّا لَعِبْ, except game, وَلَهْوٌ, an amusement. وَلَدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ, and the next life, the hereafter, خَيْرٌ لِلَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ, is better for those who have taqwa, better for those people who are fearing shirk and sin. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ, would you not then understand? Would you not then have any akal and sense and understand? So al-hasil, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, what we understand is that let us make the effort now, the effort to be on the line of obedience, to be on the line of ta'at and actions. And yes, this is a big responsibility on our shoulders, the responsibility of fulfilling the fara'is, the Hajj, the Zakat, the Saum, Ihsan, kindness, acts of obedience. These things are on our shoulders, they are on our backs. But on the day of Qiyamah, subhanallah, they will come in a very beautiful form, and will be our turn to ride these things. And we will ride them on the day of Qiyamah. And with these beasts, that would be, in some hadith tells us, it would be in the form of white she camels, beautiful white she camels, beautiful horses, in fact in very beautiful forms with nice fragrances and scents. And these animals, the saddles will be studded with rubies, emeralds, jewels, decorated with gold. It will be our turn to ride. As for some of mankind, they take it in this life now to just enjoy the ride, enjoy the ride, the life of desires. They are mounted on the back of nafs, mounted on the back of desires, and doing whatever they want and riding. But on the day of Qiyamah, this is going to come in a very ugly form, the ugliest form that a person has ever seen, with the worst scent he has ever experienced, and that will say, Ana amalukal kabith, I am your bad actions. You have ridden me for a long time. Today, Ana arkabukal yawm, today I'm going to ride you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, just as how we are going to assemble the believers towards Rahman, mounted, riding. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. Allah says, we will pull the mujrimeen, the guilty ones, towards Jahannam as pedestrians, walking and walking with their loads on their backs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help you and me to be steadfast, to be consistent, and to choose the life of the akhirat, and to do those things that will benefit us, that we can be greeted by our good actions.